Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And today we've got an American Idol on the show. Well, actually, he was a contestant on the show, American Idol. And he's working his way up to that end goal, I'm sure. Fritz Haeger is joining us here on Border Crossings to talk about his new music and his career and where he started and where he's going. Welcome to Border Crossings and the Voice of America. Fritz, nice to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. Super exciting.
Now, you did very well on American Idol. You finished in the top five. And I think I was reading where you were the first contestant under the reboot to get a no during your audition and still go on as far as you went.
Yeah. I mean, that whole experience was just, it was so life-changing, so crazy, so stressful. I mean, there's a bunch of pressure, but, you know, it really just sort of prepares you for, like, what the music industry is like, you know? So yeah, I'm super grateful for it. And it was such a crazy time of my life. Mm-hmm.
Sure. And it's nice when you have someone like Katy Perry and Lionel Richie say, yes, I see the talent, you know, and you ultimately eventually won Luke Bryan over.
Yeah. I mean, really getting that no at the beginning was it gave me a goal, you know, through the competition to, you know, really like, okay, I have this person who isn't totally sold on me yet. What can I do to prove myself to them? And I think that that really translated to like the Idol audience too, which I'm just glad it all happened. You know, I'm really, really thankful for the no. I'm thankful for the yeses. Every part of that experience is just such a blessing. Really, like last year, it was just the culmination of all of like the work that I put into music, like throughout my entire life, all just sort of compressed and focused into like 6 months, basically. But yeah, I mean, it was so amazing. Yeah.
And so, What led you to audition for American Idol? Was it because you looked up to the show or looked up to the artist in the past? Or what were you doing at the time? I think you were in college in Oklahoma or something.
So I'd actually dropped out of college a couple years prior. I was only in college for a semester. Pretty quickly learned that it wasn't the setting for me. The reason I auditioned, you know, I'd watched the show as a kid forever. So it was always sort of in the back of my mind, like, should I audition? Should I do this? And, my aunt, I have an aunt that lives in Italy and I hadn't seen her in years. She was coming to the States and we sort of had a heart to heart and I was sort of in this rut. It was still while, you know, COVID was happening. And, she pretty much just told me like, hey, you know, if you're gonna do something, you gotta do it now. You know, you're 22, you aren't really tied down to like a family, anything like that. Like you don't have any reason not to go for something. So whatever that is, just make sure you know, put your whole self into it. And then like 2 hours after that conversation, I saw an ad for the American Idol Zoom auditions on Instagram. And I was like, well, might as well give it a shot.
Great. Now is now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And so we've got Fritz Haeger, the third, and we'd like to ask if you do a song for us.
Yes, I would love to. So the first song I'm going to sing is called Thinking About Us. I played it a bunch on this recent tour that I was on. Really love it. Might be releasing at some point. Who knows? Yeah.
But we'll get a sneak preview of it right now, Fritz Haeger. And this is Thinking About Us?
Yes, Thinking About Us.
All right, this is Fritz Haeger on Border Crossings.
Tell me that I'm only half a man, something only you could understand. We are ordinary people, keep the money in the coffee can. It isn't miles, but it's all we have, yeah. Will never be a definition. Holding on till we're old enough. Will never be another love like us, oh no. You and me have felt right ever since the first night. Hey babe, I've been thinking it over. Let's go somewhere nobody knows and we'll dance until the morning. Who knows where we're going? Yeah. Hey babe, just give recently already know it. Oh, it feels like we're just falling in love. Say the word and I wanna go. Anything to keep me close. You've always been my only destination. It doesn't matter where we are. You and me connect the dots. So it's us against the constellations. Oh, no, no, no. Holding on till we're old enough. There'll never be another love like us. So no, you and me, it felt right ever since the first night. Hey, babe, I've been thinking it over. Let's go somewhere nobody knows. And we'll dance until the morning. Who knows where we're going? Hey, babe, just give me a reason. And we'll drive through every season. We already know it. Oh, it feels like we're just falling. Cause I've been thinking about us. Thinking about love. Thinking about every reason I can never get enough. We could stay up, loving like every weekend. Dancing to the music in a deadbeat car. Hold you till the morning through the after dark. Cause I've been thinking about us. If we should run, run, run. Hey babe, I've been thinking it over. Let's go somewhere nobody knows. And we'll dance until the morning. Who knows where we're going? Hey baby, just give me a reason. We'll drive through every season. We already know it. Oh, it feels like we're just falling in love.
Border Crossings, we're with Fritz Hager. That was Thinking About Us. And so that's a song that you haven't released. You just chose to do it for us. And yeah, you're thinking about releasing it.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's you know, so I was just on tour. And after, I don't know, it was sort of weird being launched into like a U.S. like coast to coast tour. I have like 5-6 songs out. So I really got the opportunity to just try out a bunch of new things and sort of read the room, see what works, see what doesn't. And that song was just, it was so fun to play live. So figured I might as well play it here.
Now you said that you were living in the idol bubble. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, so for the show, they fly you out to LA, and because of COVID restrictions at the time, you really couldn't leave your hotel room very much. So, you know, you're away from family, you're away from all your friends, except for the people on the show. All you do every day, you know, you wake up at like 5-6 a.m. and then go to the studio and rehearse, do whatever, film, and then you go back to your hotel room. So, and that's your life for like 3-4 months, you know? So it was hard to sort of maintain relationships, you know, with friends and family, and like hear about like what's going on at home when you're just, when this is your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I watch American Idol, I think looks like the hardest challenge of the show, the hard, most difficult portion, in addition to being criticized on a global basis every week, you put yourself out there for three people to say you suck, you're great, I loved it, I hated it. But it's that round where everybody has to work with partners that you don't know, you know, in the elimination portion. So that I mean, you chose some interesting songs to sing. You were Oasis songs, you were singing all kinds of different songs. How was that getting put together with people you didn't know and saying, okay, make this sound work, knowing your future was on the line in that scenario?
Oh man. I mean, well, that's just sort of the nature of it, you know, like that's the nature of collaboration. You know, even after the show, I'm working with a bunch of people. I'm in a room with like 2, 3, 4 people and we're making a song. I haven't met these people before, you know? So it's really just about being open. And to anyone who's like thinking about auditioning for Idol at all, just being open to collaboration, and not just auditioning for Idol. This is for life in general, I think. Just being open, being kind to people, like that's the first step to any good thing, you know? Mm. So I was actually, you know, that was one of the reasons I was most excited to even be a part of the show, was meeting all these amazing musicians, whether it's the other contestants or people like in the house band for Idol, or, you know, our amazing vocal coaches. I was just really excited for all this collaboration because I was pretty much starved for it. I in Tyler, Texas, there's not that much to do. There's not a lot of musicians there. Right. So I was really, really looking forward to that.
Now, speaking of a learning experience, what was the best advice you got during your course on the show, and who gave it to you?
Yeah, it was the very first thing that Katy Perry said to me in my first audition. She said, "We need to know who you are as an artist from the first word that comes out of your mouth, from the first note that you sing, you know." And being able to instantly grab people with my music, that, you know, I use that in every song that I write, everything, you know, whether it's a live performance, whether it's something in the studio. Being able to self-identify and know like who I am is the only way that people are going to want to know who I am, you know? So I need to figure myself out first before I can expect anyone else to, you know, want to do that. So yeah, I mean, that was the greatest advice for music, for business, for life in general. You know, just know who you are.
Fritz Haeger knows who he is. He's our guest today here on Border Crossings. And are you ready for another song for us?
Yeah, let's do it. This is another one that no one has heard before. It actually doesn't have a title yet. It has a working title. It's just called Trauma. It's just sort of about how, you know, like trauma from your past can bleed out into other relationships, other aspects of your life. This is another one that I played live a lot. So excited to share it with you guys.
All right, Fritz Haeger, this is called Trauma.
Hold me like we never met. Kiss me like you'll never forget my name. Tear me open, read me from the inside out. If it's painful, it's normal for me. Hold me like I'm bleeding out. Kiss me like the sun does and burn my eyes out. Don't wanna see me like this. Wish I could explain what doesn't make sense. And I wanna hold you, but when I close my eyes and your lips and your skin are on mine, I feel sick to my stomach, need somewhere to hide. Just me and my trauma, we'll live where we die. Oh, I'm hating myself again. Go ahead, let yourself in. You can use me if you need me. Take my body and leave. Oh, I cry in the morning. No. Oh, 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 oh. Violate me. Loosen my grip on the wheel as you take me in. Get to know me. Show me what's coming next. Break my heart and break my neck. Break me till there's nothing left. And I wanna know you. But when I close my eyes and your lips and your skin are on mine, I feel sick to my stomach. Need somewhere to hide. Just me and my trauma. I love me in time, but I'm hating myself again. Yourself in. You can use me if you need me. Take my body and leave, or I'll cry in the morning. No. You can use me if you need me. Take my body and leave, and I'll cry in the morning. Take my body and leave, I'll cry in the morning.
That's Fritz Hager, who's our guest today here on Border Crossings. That's a Trauma, a song that you wrote. Now, you write a lot of your stuff. Do you write everything you sing, or do you collaborate with writers, or how does that process work?
Yeah, so I write a lot of songs on my own, but I'm also, you know, in writes with 2-3 other people usually. Collaboration's really, really important to me, especially because I didn't get a lot of it back home, really sort of sinking my teeth into it and exploring like ideas that other people will bring to my music. Mm-hmm. Has been really, really, really fun to sort of explore and navigate. The only song that I put out that I haven't written is Hearts Align, which I released during Idol. And that was written by Francisco Martin. And after the show, we connected through our managers and we started writing a bunch. And Caroline, which is my single that just dropped today, was co-written with him. So, you know, it's crazy.
And he's your drummer.
Yeah. He's a killer drummer. He's a real talent. Super glad that I was able to connect with him.
Are you going to do Caroline for us today?
Oh, 100%. Got to save the best for last, you know?
Save the best for last. I love it. Fritz Hager is our guest. So who was your mentor? Did you have a celebrity coach that came in? I know some of the shows, they bring some guest mentors in.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, we had a... So... The Voice has sort of like more like curated stuff. You know, you have like your own celebrity coach, but you know, every week, every couple of weeks we would have, someone come in from the music industry and we'd sing our songs for them. And they, you know, give us notes and stuff like BB Rexha. She was the first celebrity mentor, who I was able to talk with. I mean, she's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw Phineas on the show and quite a few other.
I mean, it's just so nuts to be able to say that I've met these people, you know. Like, I don't know, it's I hope that the rest of my life can be like that. I hope I get to a point where like I could come back to Idol and like be able to mentor, you know, future contestants, because it really is like such a family. And you know, Jimmy Allen was another mentor on the show this past year, and he auditioned for Idol, you know. So it's like, it's such a, there's such a wide net, you know, there's so many people connected to that show, and I'm really, really happy to be able to be a part of that network and hopefully get to a point where I can aid, you know, other people, mm-hmm. Who have gone through similar experiences as me.
It's a great vehicle to achieve fame in a short amount of time. You're on a very popular show and 20 million people are watching every week. And wow, yeah. That's, you know, that's a pretty big hit at one time. So the new song, tell me about the new song. What inspired Caroline? Do you have a girlfriend named Caroline? what's this about?
Yeah. So Caroline is a, it's sort of a, I describe it as like a sitcom cold open song, you know? So it's a story about a guy who wakes up the morning after with a girl in his bed and he doesn't know her name. And he's desperately trying to figure out what her name is, so he doesn't like ruin this, you know? And they spend more time together. They grow closer and he learns like, oh my gosh, I really like this person. I need to keep, I can't screw this up, you know? And yeah, we were in the studio and it's totally fictitious. But it started because Francisco was, I think he was on the drums. We were all just sort of jamming. And his manager's assistant was texting him a bunch about posting on social media and stuff like that. And her name's Carolyn. And he just screamed, "Oh, Carolyn." And I thought that he was singing a melody. And I was like, "Dude, that's so sick. Caroline? Yes. Like, let's run with that." I didn't learn that that was just a total accident until like 2 weeks later. But yeah, I mean, that just goes to show, you know, the beauty of collaboration. You never know what idea is going to spark something amazing, you know, something that isn't even meant to be an idea, really.
That's right. Well, the song could have been called Carolyn. Instead, it's Carolyn.
could have been, yeah.
So Fritz Hager is going to do that song for us right now. And this is a worldwide premiere. The song just came out on single, but, you know, we're going to have you, since you're our guest, do your acoustic version.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And from your home in Nashville, here's Fritz Hager. This is Caroline.
Must have been a long night drinking. Woke up to a different ceiling. Clothes are on the floor. From the bed to your front door. 5 o'clock and you're still sleeping. Don't remember giving you my shirt, but you can keep it. Wear it like a secret. Thought I caught your name, but I don't remember it. I think we went too far last night, Caroline. Oh, tell me, did I get that right? Ba da 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 ba 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 ba, ba da 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 ba 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 da da, ba da 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 ba 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 ba, ba da 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 ba 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 da da. Going out with you on Monday. Take you to my favorite cafe. Coffee on the counter and they're calling out your name. And they say, Caroline. I can't believe I guessed it right. Just wanna see you, I just wanna see you again. I just wanna see you, I just wanna see you, I just wanna see you again. Caroline, we should do this again sometime. Caroline, oh.
That's the brand new song from Fritz Hager. It's called Caroline. Love that song. Sounding great.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's been super exciting. We've been pushing this song for months now. And it's the first song I've released after the show. And it really, for me, it marks like the true beginning of my career. Yeah.
And I wish you well, and I'm excited about the new album. Have you thought about a name for your first album?
I have no idea, but we'll figure it out at some point, you know. Once it all comes together, you know, we'll be able to, you know, because I want to make it thoughtful. Like, that's the thing. Like,
sure.
I want to make it one cohesive piece, you know. So once everything comes together, that's when I think that's when
you put in a lot of time and a lot of thought and you really lose a lot of sleep over it. That ends up being Fritz.
Right.
Fritz Hager is our guest. And before we let you go, are there any social media sites that the audience can find you on and check in with you and check your tour dates and things like that?
Yeah. So Fritz Hager Music is all my handles across all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the things. Go check it out. Everything is linked there. You'll be able to see when I'm performing next and, you know, when I'm dropping new music. So come check it out. Come hang.
Fritz Hager Music. Well, thank you so much for being on our show. It's great to meet you and to talk to you. And I'd love to have you back in DC in our studios when you tour through DC and
you know,
the album's out at that time. We can get you back. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
It's our pleasure. The new song is called Caroline. Fritz Hager is our guest. You are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.